This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is on assignment today. We're going to begin with news that some experts are calling a game changer for medical research. For decades, most scientific research on human diseases began with studies on mice. But new research suggests that those mice models may have led to misleading conclusions on at least three major killers: burns, trauma, and the deadly bacterial infection sepsis. Dr. Shaw Warren is a researcher at Massachusetts General Hospital and a lead author of the new study, which appeared in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. He joins me now in the studio. Dr. Warren, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So I wonder if we might begin with an illustration of what impact these research that's been done on mouse models has had on the field you're most familiar with, which is sepsis and drug development for sepsis.
Right. The basis of most research on sepsis and in many other diseases is based on mouse work, where something is discovered in a test tube, is then tested in an animal model, usually a mouse, and then tested in people. And so, therefore, the extent that those animal models reflect how well humans respond to the disease is obviously directly relevant.
So I understand that it's been reported that in the field of sepsis research, via these mouse models that you were just talking about, some 150 drugs have been developed over time. How many of those have worked, actually, on human beings?
Well, there is no currently any drug for sepsis that, in fact, works.
On people?
On people.
And these all went through those mouse models and worked on the mice, though?
I think that perhaps one reason, but certainly not the only reason, would be the mouse models. There are the people in the field, including myself, think there are many reasons for those trials failed. And one of them might have been that the drugs were developed using mouse models.
Okay. So tell me, what do you your paper, and it's co-written with a number of other researchers, has been quoted as being astonishing, surprising, a game changer, as we said earlier. What is it that you've discovered about mouse models that now you're calling into question fundamentally?
I think that our paper, I think many people who study mice have some suspicion that the mouse models didn't adequately reflect human disease, but there hasn't been clear data so far to show that. And I think our paper shows that at least within the limited framework that we studied.
Hmm. And so, I mean, describe to me more what the data is that show this now. What's the evidence
Sure.
that you're bringing to the
Well,
table?
Well, the data came out of a large consortium of diverse, very talented investigators around the country and in Canada to some extent. And we were funded as a consortium well over 10 years ago to try to study in as best we could the gene responses in patients with severe inflammation. And the diseases we chose were burns and trauma. And we spent a lot of time as a group developing technology and discussing how to best do that. We then collected blood from patients with burns and trauma from different times, first from the ambulance all the way through to the time they left the hospital, and studied the gene responses for the whole genome in the blood of those patients.
Okay.
Simultaneously, we performed animal models to mimic those. And when we came down to correlate the results from the animal models to the human responses, we found that they were remarkably different.
How different?
Well, in some cases they were almost random.
And for a layperson, what does that mean, that the
differences
are random?
Well, the correlations between the human diseases were quite good, but the correlation of what we found in the mouse models to the human diseases were not that good.
Okay.
Now, it's worth mentioning that these diseases are complicated inflammatory diseases in which someone is in an intensive care unit who gets a lot of drugs, stays a long time, whereas the mouse models are generally much shorter, much simpler, usually a high inoculum of stimulus. And so they're really comparing two different situations.
Now, let me ask you, I mean, the mouse model in terms of the entire arc of scientific research or of a particular research project is only one part of it, right? And so I guess what I'm wondering is, no one has ever claimed that the mouse was going to correlate very, very strongly with human beings, because the mouse is the first step and then the research goes through additional steps.
No, that's exactly correct. And yet I think we were surprised, first of all, how differently the models behaved, which would be, which was problematic. And I guess that would be the one thing that troubled us.
Now, I'm curious because when we're talking about research mice, these aren't just, you know, run-of-the-mill mice who are genetically identical to the last gene to, you know, wild field mice, we might say. I mean, they are controlled animals in and of themselves. So I wonder, does your research have an impact on, or does the fact that the mice themselves can be genetically altered to more closely simulate maybe human beings suffering from a particular disease, does that matter in your research?
Let me say that first of all, I think our research only pertains to the conditions we studied, and that we've learned to manipulate mice and the genetics of mice in a very exquisite way over the last 50 years, and so we're really not saying that one should never use mice at all. And in fact, probably to study a certain pathway or a certain gene, it makes a lot of sense to use mice, and that has been well proven over the years. What we're really saying is that if you happen to be studying a drug that works on a certain gene or pathway, and that pathway goes in opposite directions between the mice and the people, that probably is not a good way to start anyway.
Okay, but you have to know what pathway it goes through with people in order to make that comparison. What about for new therapies which are being developed? They haven't even come to the people stage yet. So what impact does your research have on that?
Well, that's correct, but in many ways it can be studied in people, first of all. Remember that the mice are the screen for what goes into people. And so one of the troubling parts was that, in fact, we may be missing some drugs that would work in people simply because it didn't work in the mice, or vice versa.
Hmm. Now, what's interesting is that one of the overarching surprises from your research is that the mouse model has been part of, the methodology that medical researchers have used for decades upon decades. And I understand that you even had some difficulty getting your paper published in the journals Science and Nature, which have a broad readership. Do you sense that there was just so much shock amongst the scientific establishment about your findings that maybe perhaps some people didn't want to believe it was true?
No, I think there are many reasons why editors and journals reject papers, and I don't flaw them for not publishing our paper. That would be petty. I think more that for whatever reason they decided that didn't make the most sense in this particular case.
Mm. So what would be your recommendation or how you'd like to see the medical establishment move forward in light of your new findings?
I think the most important thing is that the medical community, and this includes everybody, the granting agencies and the regulatory agencies and the journals, start a discussion, which is sort of, in my view, overdue, to decide how valid some of our conclusions are in certain cases, and also how we might somehow do this better. And those efforts are already underway. I know that NIH has a special program to do this. It's not a surprise. I think many people weren't surprised by by the fact that they were different. We were surprised at how different they were. But I think most people who study it realize that the mouse models weren't adequate.
Mm. Well, Dr. Shaw Warren is a sepsis researcher at Massachusetts General Hospital. He's also a lead author of the new study that appeared in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences about mouse models and their use in research on human diseases. Dr. Warren, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.